奉主耶稣的圣名跟所有的弟兄姐妹问安。
And in the name of Lord Jesus, I greet every brothers and sister.
我们感谢神，让我们能够 再一次在安息日呢来遵守他的圣日。
And we thank God that once again on this Holy Sabbath day we can gather here to worship God.
那么也愿神呢依照圣经上他给我们的应许呢赐福给大家。
And may God bless us according to what is written in the Bible.
好，那我们最近教会的读经进度已经完成了这个传道书。
And according to our Bible reading schedule, we have just completed the book of Ecclesiastes.
那传道书呢，读完之后，大家会觉得很多空虚感。
And after reading the book of Ecclesiastes, we all feel vain and vanities.
对，然后呢，也会觉得人生好像在捕风一样。
And it seems like life is just catching the wind.
因为单单在传道书里面虚空这个字呢，出现了30次以上。
Just in this one book of Ecclesiastes, the word vanities appeared more than 30 times.
对，捕风这个字呢，在传道书出现了有9次之多啊。
And the phrase catching the wind was mentioned more than 9 times.
所以，如果我们看说这个传道书总共也才12章，里面出现已经超过了40次虚空跟捕风我们可以看到这本书它的目的何在。
So just in this one book of 12 chapters, we see the phrases vanities appearing more than 40 times and the phrase catching the wind appearing more than 9 times. We now know the theme of this book.
对，所以今天呢，我们用这个题目来看一看，从传道书来看一看我们人生的一个价值。
And therefore we're going to use the book of Ecclesiastes to look at the value of life.
好，来我们先看一节圣经就在传道书里面的7章14节。
Let's now first turn to Ecclesiastes chapter 7, verse 14.
好，传道书的第七章的第十四节。
Ecclesiastes chapter 7, verse 14.
十四节，遇亨通的日子你当喜乐，遭患难的日子你当思想，因为神使这两样并列，为的是叫人查不出身后有什么事。
14. In the day of prosperity, be joyful, but in the day of adversity, consider. Surely God has appointed the one as well as the other, so that man can find out nothing that will come after him.
我们可以看到在这边传道者，就写书的这个作者呢，他讲了在人的生活里面一个喜乐，一个患难。
And here the author of the book of Ecclesiastes,
亨通跟患难
Or the preacher says that there is the day of prosperity and there's the day of adversity.
好，那相对的新的态度，一个是喜乐，一个是思想。
And conversely, and at the same time, we can see the contrast in the attitude. One is joyful, one is to consider.
好，这是传道人写作者呢，叫我们人要这样来看，当我们遇到这两样事情的时候，要有两样不一样的态度。
So here, when we encounter these two situations, we should have two different attitudes.
因为这两样的日子在人生当中都是同时存在的。
Because these two kind of days will happen in life simultaneously.
这边告诉我们很清楚因为神使这两样的日子同时并列，也就同时存在了。
And it says here, God has appointed the one as well as the other.
好。再后来这一句有最重要的一句，因为神要让人查不出到底后面有什么事。
And what's more important is the phrase that follows, so that man can find nothing that will come after him.
这一本光看这一句从这本书就可以告诉我们说，神对我们来说是唯一的主宰。
And just by reading this one verse, we now know that the theme of this book is that God.Is the one who controls the world.
那对我们基督徒信主的人来说，这样的观念，这样的信仰，必须是摆在第一位的观念。
And as a Christian, this concept should be number one in our life.
好，从这样子，我们才能够把我们的生活第一步，什么叫做 prioritize， 就是把它顺序才能够安排以神为主的事情在我们生活里面。
In this way, we can prioritize our life based on God being the center of our life.
因为呢，每一个人遇到的日子，这两样都会存在。
Because the days that we encounter these two events, prosperity and adversity, would happen.
也许时间上的不同而已。
perhaps not at the same time.
但是告诉我们有两样态度，一个喜乐，一个是思想。
But it tells us there are two attitudes that we should have. One is to be joyful, and the other is to consider.
但是不管怎么样，这都是在神的手中所操作的。
Regardless of which, these are all in the hands of God.
所以说，我们用这样的一个态度来看传道书，来看传道书，透过传道书看人生，就会比较准确了。
And so this is the way that we should be viewing life on the basis or based on the book of Ecclesiastes.
这样我们才能够真的找到人生的价值啊。
Only then that we'll find the true value of life.
因为通常讲这样的主题的时候，讲的人呢，都大概超过70岁以上。
Usually, sermon deliverers who give this kind of topic are over the age of 70.
因为他看过了嘛，看过70岁的人生了。Because
they have been through 70 years of life.
对，那今天在座呢，我们跟大家一起分享原因，就是说，如果我们能够更早的时候就看透人生的话，对我们就有更大的益处。
And today I'm sharing this with you is so that the earlier we come to know this, the better it is for our life.
那怎么样提早看出？我们用圣经来看。
And how do we get to know this earlier? It is to base on the Bible.
好，今天我们就用生命的长短，先来看。
First, we'll take a look at the length of our life.
因为有人认为说生命越长呢，表示你的价值越好。
Some people felt that the longer you live, the better value you have.
对，相反的，生命越短呢，表示你这个人价值不够。
Conversely, the shorter your life, the less value you have.
一般人的看法。
That is the general view.
但是从这个传道书里面看不一样哦。
Well, if we were to take a look from the book of the Ecclesiastes, the view is different.
生命的长短有没有价值，决定在说我们有没有找到永恒的价值。
The value of life is not depending on the length of your life, but rather is the value in your life.
我们看诗篇。
Let's take a look at Psalms.
诗篇的90篇。
Psalms 90.
90篇的第9节到第10节。
Psalms chapter 90, verse 9 to 10.
好，诗篇90篇第9节到第10节。
Psalm 90, verse 9, verse 10.
那这个整个90篇呢，摩西写的。
And the entire chapter 90 was written by Moses.
在第一节就看到了神人摩西的祈祷。
It says here a prayer of Moses, the man of God.
也就是说呢，他在第120岁的时候写这篇。
In other words, this particular chapter was written by Moses at the age of 120 when he was praying to God.
好，我们看他怎么说。
Let's see what he said.
第9节，我们经过的日子都在你的震怒之下，我们度尽了年岁，好像一声叹息一样。
Verse 9, for all our days have passed away in your wrath, we finish our years like a sigh.
好，这边马上形容，就算。 摩西到120岁，也不过就像什么一声叹息，什么意思？好短啊！
And here, even though Moses lived 120 years, yet he felt that his days was likened to a sigh, which means it's very short.
对外人来看，120好长啊。To
many people, 120 years was a long time.
对摩西来讲，说这个只是一个叹息，这么短啊。However,
to Moses, his days were short, like a sigh.
再次说明，人生的长短，不是我们单单这样用眼睛看。 用眼睛衡量而已。
And therefore, the length of our days should not be measured with our eyes.
好，第10节，我们一生的年日70岁，强壮的可以到80岁，但是其中可以经夸，也就可以夸口的，不过是劳苦重返，转眼成空，我们便如飞而去。
The days of our lives are 70 years, and if by reason of strength there are 80 years, yet their boast is only labor and sorrow, for it is soon cut off and we fly away.
好，第10节这节不是只有告诉我们70岁以上的人。
And this verse is not directed to those who have lived 70 years and longer.
对，这一节事实上告诉我们所有的人。
Rather, it is a verse that tells all of us.
告诉我们要有这样的观念，尤其在信主的信仰生活上要有这样的认知啊。
That we should have this concept of this knowledge, especially when we have come to know the Lord.
好，那虽然是这样呢，我们人是照着造物主的形象所造出来的。
We humans are created in the image of our Creator.
好，那我们就更不能因为这个时间这么短的人生里面，就这样的随随便便就结束就过去了。
And we should not live our short life frivolously.
为什么？
Why?
我们再看回传道书。
Let's turn back to the book of Ecclesiastes.
因为有人会说，既然这么短，随便过就好了。
Some people said, since our life is so short, let's live frivolously.
对，既然这么短，把握现在最好了。
And since it's so short, let us hold on to now.
因为这样子是没有希望的。
Because there is no hope.
传道书三章。
Let's turn to Ecclesiastes chapter 3.
三章十一节。
Ecclesiastes chapter 3 verse 11.
三章十一节。
Ecclesiastes chapter 3 verse 11.
神造物各按其时成为美好，又将永生放置于人世人心里面。然而神从始至终的作为，人不能称透。
11. He has made everything beautiful in its time. Also, he has put eternity in their hearts, except that no one can find out the work that God does from beginning to end.
这也就告诉我们，我们不能够随随便便过这一生啊。
Simply put, it tells us that we cannot spend our life frivolously.
因为神创造我们就已经在创造的那个时候就已经把永生，也就永远这样的一个观念放在人的心里面。
Because the moment that God has created us, He has put the concept of eternity in our hearts.
也就是说，我们每一个人心里面其实都有对永生有所认知的。
In other words, every one of us should have some knowledge of the word eternity.
好，那今天对我们信主的人，这个永生这个观念呢更重要。
And for those of us who are followers of Christ, the concept of eternity is even more important.
诶，小朋友都会问，问父母说，我从哪里来？
Young children or children would often ask their parents, where did I come from?
好，那随着年龄一直长大的时候呢，每一个阶段，都有人要学习的目标。
And as they grow and develop, there is a certain purpose of life at certain stage.
对，因为都想要达成成就，达成在那个时候的一个价值。
Because we all want to achieve our value at a certain stage of life.
好，那这个在市面常常看到这样的分析啦，从 grow 哈，从成长啦、学习啦、工作啦、婚姻啦，都是希望达到最美好的地步。
And we can see this from society at an age where we go to school, and then where we go to work, and where we get have our marriage, a family. These are all the concepts that the society embraces.
对 society 哈，所以不信主的人认为呢，在这几样事情上成功啊，那就是永恒的价值啊。
And the society sees that if you are successful in these things that they deem to be important, then you are considered to have succeeded in life.
对，但很可惜的呢，当人在结束这一生的时候，刚才说的那几样事情就烟消云散，没有了。
However, as you end your life, all those that you have achieved on earth disappears.
所以传道书为什么一直说？天日光之下，凡事都是虚空啊。
And that is why the book of Ecclesiastes tells us that under the sky or under the heavens there is nothing new and everything is vanity.
好，所以说在我们这样的一个有限度短暂的生命里面呢，要活出精彩的人生价值呢，就要回圣经了。
And therefore, in order to have an exceeding or outstanding life in our short period of time on earth, we should go back to the Bible.
我们看到新约的保罗。
Take a look at Paul of the New Testament.
我们保罗，我们就拿一些圣经来跟大家来看呢。我们看哥林多的前书。
Let's turn to 1 Corinthians.
哥林多前书第四章。
First Corinthians chapter 4.
四章的第九节。
Verse 9.
哥林多前书四章第九节啊。
First Corinthians chapter 4, verse 9.
我想神把我们使徒明明列在幕后，好像定死罪的囚犯，因为我们成了一台戏，是给世人和天使观看的。
9. For I think that God has displayed us, the apostles, last as men condemned to death. For we have been made a spectacle to the world, both to angels and to men.
我们看到保罗讲这句话里面几个含义，我们挑出来给大家一起来分享。
And there are several hidden meanings in this particular verse, and I'd like to bring them out to share with you.
保罗因为主耶稣基督特别的拣选他，更清楚认识自己生命的意义啊。
And because Paul was specially selected by God to work for him, he realized the value of his life.
而且更了解人生的价值啊。
And he definitely understood his purpose and his value.
他这边很清楚他说我们就好像一台戏一样，演给谁？演给世人，演给天使看。
It says he said here that we have been made a spectacle to the world, both to angels and to men.
也就是他说明了这个人生的短暂。
That is to tell us that life is short.
也就说明了说呢，要找到真正的意义。
And it is also telling us that we have to find our true meaning of life.
所以他在哥林多后书这么说,
and that is why in 2 Corinthians, he
来,
went on to say,
2
Corinthians
4章,
chapter 4,
16到17节,
verse 16 to verse 17.
哥林多后书 4章 16到17节,
2 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 16 and verse 17.
所以我们不上胆, 外体虽然毁坏, 内心却一天新似一天。
16, therefore we do not lose heart, even though our outward man is perishing, yet the inward man is being renewed day by day.
好,我们第17节。
17, for our like affliction, which is but for a moment, is working for us a far more exceeding and an eternal weight of glory.
所以告,保罗在这边呢,
and here Paul tells us that all the achievements that we have made is not our ultimate goal.
而是利用这样的生命去找寻永恒的价值。
Rather, to use our limited span of life to find eternal value.
就是在这边讲的他这边最后讲永恒的荣耀。
That is the eternal weight of glory.
保罗有这样的认知啊。
And Paul has came to such a knowledge.
今天我们也是被神拣选。
Today, we have also been chosen by God.
我们不是偶尔找到神。
We didn't come to find God accidentally.
对, 所以我们必须要好好珍惜跟感谢现在的生命。
And that is why we should cherish and be thankful for our life today.
对, 在珍惜感谢的心之后, 必须是找寻那永恒的荣耀。
And as we are grateful and cherish our current life, we should also be seeking for the eternal weight of glory.
好, 第二点, 我们来数算一下自己的日子。
Next, let us count the number of our days.
我们再看回诗篇90篇。
Let's turn back to Psalm 90.
诗篇第90篇。
Psalm 90.
啊, 又是摩西说的这个摩西的祷告。
Again, the prayer of Moses.
我们现在看12节。
Let's read verse 12.
诗篇90篇第12节。
Psalm 90, verse 12.
求你指教我们怎样数算自己的日子，好叫我们得着智慧的心呐。
So teach us to number our days that we may gain a heart of wisdom.
啊，今天呢？ 我们大家都会算日子了，各式各样的目的都有哈。And
today we all know how to count the days.
好，在以前在亚洲，我们当兵的人就会数说什么说要退伍嘛哈。
And in Asia, when we were conscripted to serve in the military, we will count down to the number of days that we'll be released.
学生呢，就会数说我什么时候开始要，什么时候毕业嘛。
And as for students, they'll start to count down to the number of days they will graduate.
在工作的人就在算说我什么时候可以退休嘛。
And for those who are working, they will start to count down to their retirement day.
好，我们都会数自己的日子。
So we all know how to number our days.
但是圣经在这个摩西里面呢，就告诉我们，告诉我们说，数算自己的要告诉我们哦。 神要指教我们数算自己的日子，要叫我们得着智慧的心，那才是目的哈。
And here Paul tells us that the reason we number our days, according to Moses, he tells us that the reason we number our days is so that we may gain a heart of wisdom.
摩西在世界上，我们刚才讲了，活了120岁。
We earlier mentioned that Moses lived 120 years.
我们不是拿摩西120岁当夸口，不是这个意思。We
are not boasting that Moses had lived a long life of 120.
对，我们看生命记。Let's
turn to Numbers.
生命, Deuteronomy.
Oh, sorry. Let's turn to Deuteronomy.
生命记的34章, 最后一章。
Deuteronomy 34.
34章第7节。
Verse 7.
第7节, 摩西死的时候, 年120, 眼目没有昏花, 精神没有衰败。
Moses was 120 years old when he died. His eyes were not dim, nor his natural vigor diminished.
哎, 我们现在看到, 摩西120岁, 眼睛没有昏花, 精神没有衰败。
So at the age of 120, Moses' eyes were not dim, nor his natural vigor diminished.
啊, 那最近呢, 都在看这个眼睛的问题, 所以发现这一节会觉得说, 我比摩西差好多。
Recently, I'm having problem with my eyes. So upon reading this particular verse, I felt that I'm worse than Moses.
对，不管近视还是远视啊，已经眼睛昏花。But
I can tell that my eyes are getting dimmer.
所以我们会看到这一节说，就算摩西说他眼睛没有昏花，精神这么好，活了120岁， and 那下一步呢？
So even though Moses, his eyes were not dim, his natural vigor did not diminish, what's the next step for him?
这就是回到刚才诗篇九十篇第十二节，他说叫我们要求神叫我们数算日子，叫我们得到智慧，这才是目的。
So we have to go back to Psalm 90 verse 12, that is we have to number our days so that we can learn the wisdom of God.
当他回顾自己看人生这么多经历，带了以色列民将出埃及进迦南，这种对他来讲这都只是一个短暂的事情而已。
And as we look back his life, how he led the people of Israel out of Egypt, went into the land of Canaan, to him, it was a very short period of time.
重点是呢，要找到人生最有价值的方向。
And the most important thing for him was to find the direction of life in order to have value.
好，年轻的，你看我们看年轻的摩西，在他年轻的时候，四十岁的时候呢，靠着自己的智慧跟勇气，打算为自己的同胞伸张正义嘛。
At the age of 40, Moses decided to depend on his own strength and wit to fight for his people.
因为他觉得自己有能力，自己有这样的智慧呢，绝对可以带神的百姓呢做好事。
Because he felt that he has the wisdom and the strength to lead his people to do good things.
很像谁？很像在新约的保罗啊。
And this seems to remind us of Paul in New Testament.
保罗在没有认识耶稣之前，觉得自己是热心的人。
And Paul, before he came to know Christ, he said that he was fervent.
而且哦，他是熟读法律，而且呢，身为一个先知哦，要为这个神哦大发热心呐。
And he was well versed in the scriptures, and as a prophet, he wanted to be zealous for God.
但是我们看到。保罗在一开始是逼迫信耶稣的人哦。
But if you look closely, Paul at the beginning was persecuting Christians.
所以换句话呢，在他们一开始的人生当中呢，似乎看起来是应该说很丰盛、很有价值的，但是在神的面前，这个不算什么。
So we can see that at the beginning of his life, he seemed to have much value in the eyes of men and society. However, in the eyes of God, these are all nothing.
箴言的九章。
Let's turn to Proverbs 9.
也是我们刚刚才读过的这本书哈。箴言的第九章。
Proverbs chapter 9, also a book we read earlier.
其中有一节我们大家都很熟的第十节。
Verse 10.
敬畏主是智慧的开端，认识至圣者便是聪明。
10. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom, and the knowledge of the Holy One is understanding.
好，摩西跟保罗这两位，一个旧约一个新约，从小都认识神。
Both Moses and Paul, they knew God at a very young age.
但是我们重点要讲的就是第十节，敬畏主是智慧的开端。
What we want to stress is Proverbs chapter 9 verse 10, the fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom.
也就是呢，认识神是的，但是这只是开端而已。
Yes, they have come to know the Lord, but this is only just the beginning.
今天的我们都认识神。
Today we all know God.
今天也都懂得敬畏神。
And we all know we have to fear God.
可是这只是智慧的开端而已 ，beginning 哦。
That is only the beginning of our wisdom.
我们必须在自己的日子、自己的生活上数日子，在这个日子当中呢，要去追求离开这个开端，更进一步认识神。
And in our short life, that as we pursue God, we should start leaving this beginning of wisdom and to know better of God.
我们看回诗篇。
Let's turn back to.Psalms
90篇
Psalms 90
我们再看回摩西他的看法
Let's take a look at what Moses deemed
好摩西90篇第13节以后一直到第17节是摩西一段跟神的很最重要的祷告文的部分
So Psalm 90 verse 13 to verse 17 is a very important portion of this particular chapter It is about the prayer of Moses
对大家可以回家再念哈，也就总共我们做一个 summary， 总共做一个缩写，也就是说，这个是整个智摩西呢敬畏神得到真智慧的一个过程。
And here, verse 13 to 7, verse 17, it is the process upon which Moses received wisdom from God.
我们看其中的第十三节。
Let's read verse 13.
十三节一开始就主啊，我们要等到几时呢？求你转回，为你的仆人后悔啊。
13. Return, O Lord, how long, and have compassion on your servants.
所以在这一节里面，我们先讲一个小小的 subtitle 哈，也就是我们可以先帮大家把它归纳。我们要把握机会哈，仰望神怜悯人的心呐。
And so we're going to give this particular verse a subtitle, that is, we should seize all opportunity to return to God and to have compassion. We live in a sinful world.
难免都会走错。
And sooner or later, we may go astray. What scares us most is that we are not aware that we have gone wrong. And King Saul of the Old Testament is an example.
在撒母耳记上的13章整章，扫罗王第一次犯错。
In 1 Samuel, it talks about the first time King Saul sinned against God.
也就是撒母耳还没有来，他自己是祭司，就献祭给神。
So Samuel, Prophet Samuel, had not arrived at the agreed upon spot, and Saul, tired of waiting, decided to offer sacrifice to God himself.
在整个故事当中呢，他有理由的。
And in this entire story, Saul actually had a reason.
因为他说祭司。 这个撒母耳还没到。
His excuse was that Prophet Samuel had not arrived.
我带领的以色列民就要被这个我的敌人非利士人打败了。 That
the Israelites that I am leading are about to be destroyed or defeated by the Philistines.
所以我是被迫很勉强的去做了祭司要做的事情。
So I am being forced to do the work of a prophet or a priest.
在那个时候。 神的律法，就神的诫命，说明了献祭只有祭司才可以做，像撒母耳这样的身份。The
law stated very clearly that only a priest can offer sacrifices likened to the role of Samuel.
好，撒母耳记上第15章第2次错。And
in 1 Samuel chapter 15 was the second mistake made by King Saul.
扫罗王要打亚玛力人。
King Saul was to attack the Amalekites.
好，撒母耳告诉他说，当你把亚玛力人打了之后，要把他们所有的王跟所有的东西一起杀光，一起烧掉。And
Saul, Samuel said to Saul that upon defeating the Amalekites, you must kill all their kings and all the people and every living creature.
对，那扫罗呢？珍惜当时肥牛肥羊，珍惜当时的亚玛力王，所以把他留下了。And
Saul liked the fattened cattle and also the king of Amalek and decided to spare his life.
他有理由的。
And he also had a reason for that.
他说呢，我把这些肥牛羊留下来呢，来献给神呢。
He said, "I will keep the fattened calf and the cattle to sacrifice to God."
我们会发现哦，扫罗哈很有意思哦，他在这个当中呢，都有他自己的理由。
And we can find that King Saul is a very interesting figure that he always finds excuses.
所以从表面上看起来没有错。
On the surface, it seemed that he was being very reasonable.
你撒母耳没有到，我就当祭司代献，有错吗？
Samuel was late, so I had to play the role of a priest. Is there anything wrong with that?
对，我看这个肥牛肥羊到时候献给神，有错吗？
And I see that the fattened cattle and the fattened cows, they were great for sacrificing to God.
但是在神的眼睛里面呢，这就是大错啊。
Yet in the eyes of God, these were two grave mistakes.
因为神的命令非常的清楚，也就是要告诉他，也就是说，献祭只有祭司能做。 叫你把它清干净，把它杀光光，就是要把它杀光，这么简单而已。Yet
the commands of the commands of God was very clear that only priests are allowed to offer sacrifices, and the command from God was to kill all the living creatures of Amalek.
好，今天我们会想说，我们有时候会跟扫罗很像啊。
And today we are very much like King Saul.
因为我们常常会给自己很，不能说很多了，都会给自己一些理由了。Because
today we also will come up with a few reasonings ourselves.
我们看整本圣经哈，神的诫命了都非常清楚。From
the entire Bible, we understand the commandments of God.
我们今天有一点没有做到，就会给自己一个理由。
And if we fail to do one thing, we decided to give ourselves an excuse.
好，那这个理由呢，表面上看起来是充足的哦。And
on the surface, this seems to be a very good reason.
但是回到圣经哦，就是不对的。
Yet if you go back to the Bible and reference it to the Bible,
也就是跟神的话一对比呢，是错的。
That is, when you compare it or contrast it to the word of God, we are wrong.
好，扫罗一犯再犯。
Yet Saul continued in his ways of error.
好，再看哦，大卫哦。
Let's take a look at David.
大卫有没有犯错？
Did David committed any wrong?
Yes, 他犯错好多次，而且都蛮严重哦。
Yes, he has made mistakes multiple times.
诗篇51篇。
Psalm 50.
诗篇51哈。Psalm
51.
对，51篇。
Psalm 51.
诗篇第51篇呢，我们就看第一节就好。Let's
read verse 1.
好，这是大卫的向神的祈求啊，有人说祷告也可以哈。So
here is a request or a prayer of David.
什么事情发生了？
What happened?
第一节。
1, verse 1.
第一节那个刮胡里面哈，应该都还看，都可以看得到。 为什么要大卫为什么要写51篇？因为大卫与拔示巴同事以后呢，先知拿单来见他，他就做这首诗交与灵长啊。So
why did David came up with this particular psalm? It is explained in verse 1 that to the chief musician, a psalm of David when Nathan the prophet went to him after he had gone in to Bathsheba.
这边说到了大卫犯错。So
here David was wrong.
得罪了神。
He committed a sin and sinned against God.
是先知来见他。
So the prophet Nathan came to visit him.
指出他的错误。
And pointed out where he had gone wrong.
大卫做什么？ 大卫做了这首诗交给灵长。
So David came up with a psalm and gave it to the chief musician.
在当时灵长应该就是诗班的指挥吧。
And this chief musician would be considered the conductor of the choir.
也就是说要把它唱出来。
That is, this particular psalm was to be sung.
唱给谁听？
And sung to who?
唱给所有人听。
To everybody.
我们看到大卫的心，在得罪神之后，他的心态是这样子。
So we see that this is the attitude of David after he had sinned against God.
所以今天的我们，是的，我们得罪神。
Today, yes, we may have sinned against God.
是，我们不要学扫罗，一直给理由。
But let us not be like King Saul to keep coming up with excuses.
反过来要学大卫。On
the other hand, we should be more like David.
要像大卫这样子呢，第一节继续念，神啊，求你按你的慈爱怜悯我，求你的丰富慈爱除魔我的罪过。We
should be likened to David to say to God, have mercy upon me, O God, according to your loving kindness, according to the multitude of your tender mercies, blot out my transgressions.
圣经说大卫是属神和神心意的人呢。
So the Bible tells us that David was one who was pleasing to God.
我们会想说，大卫你犯那么大错误的，竟然还会合神心意。
And we start to question, since David was one pleasing to God, why did he commit such a grave sin against God?
所以今天我们要学大卫啊。
So today we have to be like David.
因为我们多少都会得罪神啊。
Because more or less we all offend God.
但是如果我们学了大卫得罪神之后的心态呢，我们就会被。
Yet after we have sinned, if we are likened to David, then we would have become one who is pleasing to God.
所以在我们数算日子的时候，我们要把握机会仰望神怜悯人呐。And
therefore, as we count our days, we should seize our opportunities to look up to God, to hold on to the tender mercies and loving kindness of God.
好，我们必须要。 要有这样的一个认知，那这样在我们的信仰生活，我们就可以更进一步去认识神。And
once we have this kind of knowledge, then we are one step ahead of knowing God.
好，那这样我们就能够像谁，像大卫一样，合神心愿。In
that way, we can be likened to David to be a man pleasing to God.
好，我们再看到传道书的第三章。Let's
turn to the book of Ecclesiastes, chapter 3.
第三章这边，整章都谈到了说。 日光之下，跟神的作为。
And the entire chapter 3 tells us the things that happen under the sun.
对，很多事情其实是我们参不透的，就像我们刚才读的那节经节一样，是看不懂的。
And there are a lot of things that happened that we could not fathom.
但是我们要自己要清楚，都是一切出于神。
But we must understand that everything came from God.
对，日光之下所有的万物都是暂时的。
And everything that is under the sun is only temporary.
我们看到敬畏神的摩西啦，或者写这个箴言的这个传道者啦，都是一样，都有一个结论。
And when we take a look at Moses as well as the writer of this book of Ecclesiastes, they all come to a conclusion.
好，我们就看传道书十一章呗。
Let's turn to Ecclesiastes chapter 11.
啊，十二章好了。
Sorry, chapter 12.
十二章第一节。
Verse 1.
十二章第一节哦，很清楚告诉我们，趁着年幼、衰败日子尚未来到的时候，就是你所说我毫无喜乐的那些年日，未曾经临近之先，当纪念造你的主。
Verse 1, remember now your Creator in the days of your youth, before the difficult days come and the years draw near when you say, I have no pleasure in them.
在这边讲到了一个时间点，当趁你年幼。
It says here, given us a period of time, which is the days of your youth.
也就是说，趁我们才开始认识主的时候，要把握机会，赶快认识主。
And that is...when you start to come to know God, then you should seize the opportunity to know God more.
在这边的年幼，我们不是讲说小孩子那种年幼，指的我们每一位都一样。
And the youth here does not refer to being young, but rather we are all the same.
因为我们都在数日子。
Because we are all counting our days.
趁我们正在数的时候呢，也就是趁我们在这个当口还年轻、还年幼的时候呢，赶紧认识主。
And as we count our days, we should take the opportunity that while we are still young, we should come to know God.
好，再下来第三点。
Point number three.
好，要活在神的旨意中啊。
To live in the will of God.
活在神的旨意中，才能够见到生命的价值啊。
Only when you live in the will of God that you will see the value of life.
我们看约伯。约伯记。
Let's turn to the book of Job.
约伯记第五章。
Job chapter 5.
昨天晚上传道有特别讲到约伯嘛，哈。
And yesterday evening, Preacher Timothy mentioned about Job.
好，我们就看约伯记五章的第七节。
Let's turn to Job chapter 5, verse 7.
我们这边不太，我们不再讲说约伯经历过什么，哈。
We will not mention what Job went through.
但是约伯经历完之后，五章第七节他这样讲。
But after his experience, he said in chapter 5, verse 7.
人生在世啊，必遇患难啊，如同火星飞腾啊。
7. Yet man is born to trouble as the sparks fly upward.
好，生命中有一连串的意外跟患难，这个已经比躲不过了，躲不了的。
Life is full of troubles and accidents. It's nothing that we can avoid.
包括义人约伯都遭遇到一连串的苦难跟挫折。
And even the righteous man Job experienced a period of sorrow and despair.
好，带给约伯的生活沉重的压力跟负担呐。
And it has brought him so much sorrows and pressure.
好，我们看到他三个朋友很好心要来关怀，跟他劝说，跟他安慰，哈，都帮不上忙。
And we have seen how his three friends came to comfort him, yet it was fruitless.
因为外人不了解。
Because people don't understand him.
不是不了解我们，哦，不是不了解约伯。
It's not that they don't understand Job.
他们不知道为什么会这样，因为神在后面。
Rather, they did not understand why Job went through all these problems. It was because of God.
所以当他们没有把神放在生活里面的时候呢，很多事情根本看不懂，看不透。
So when you do not put God into your life, there are a lot of things that you cannot fathom.
那看不透就会讲错话。
And if you cannot fathom, then you will say the wrong words.
看不透就会下错意见。
And if you cannot fathom, then you will give the wrong opinion.
好，所以要生活，为什么说我们要生活在神的旨意中，才能够看清价值啊？
And that is why we say that we have to live in the will of God in order to see the value of life.
我们看约瑟。
Let's take a look at Joseph.
约瑟哈，约瑟的故事大家也都熟悉了。
We're all very familiar with the story of Joseph.
约瑟在他一生当中哦，出现的这个遇到的问题哈，那也是层出不穷啊。
And throughout his life, we have also read about how Joseph encountered so many problems.
对，约瑟被哥哥们丢在这个坑里面 ，Why？ 为什么
？Joseph was being put into a pit by his brothers.
对
，Why？
然后又被卖到外地去，为什么
？And he was sold to foreigners. Why？
哦，被关到监牢里面，为什么
？And he was imprisoned. Why？
哦。兄弟害他，然后让他离开家，离开父母。你会觉得说，为什么在那个当下，如果我们是外人看的时候，为什么约瑟要遭遇这个？
And we see how that the brothers of Joseph put him in harm's way and then sold him to foreigners. If we are a third party, unrelated, and we see all these things that happen to Joseph, we'll start to wonder why.
对, 这还没有完哦, 他为了要敬畏神, 不得罪神, 被关到监牢里。
And that's not the end of his problems, that in order to worship God and to revere God, he was put into prison.
然后在这个监狱当中, 神给他美好的机会哦, 认识了酒政哦, 这个所谓 cupbearer哦, 帮他解梦。
And while he was imprisoned, he came to know the cupbearer and decided to interpret his dreams.
诶,他希望呢,趁这样的一个机会呢, 刚好可以把他带离开这个监狱里。
He was hoping that given this opportunity, he would be released from prison.
但是等了两年。
He waited for 2 years.
一直到什么?一直到法老需要人解梦的时候,才想起来说有这么一个人在监狱里面可以解梦。
It was only 2 years later when the Pharaoh had a strange dream and needed someone to interpret it that the cupbearer remembered Joseph who was still in prison.
好,因为这样帮法老解梦之后一变,变成了那一国的这个埃及的宰相。
And because of his interpretation of the Pharaoh's dream, that he was raised to a high position.
在这个时候呢，他渐渐才明白哦，渐渐明白说，原来神前面的一连串的遭遇苦难哈，都是为了他跟全以色列民神的选民的 benefit 的好处着想啊。
It was only then he realized that all the sufferings and the troubles that he experienced in the past was to bring benefit to the people of Israel.
但是重点，约瑟哈都一贯的态度，什么态度？敬畏神，远离恶事。
And throughout all this, Joseph has held on to one concept of life, which is to revere God and to be away from evil things.
敬畏神，远离恶事，神的旨意。
To fear the God, to be further away from evil things, and to keep the will of God.
哦，所以到最后呢，创世纪50章的第20节，我们不用翻没有关系哦。创世纪50章第20节，所以约瑟到最后说，以前你们要害我啊，到这个现象，到这么深。 原来都是神的意思是好的耶。
And that is why in Genesis chapter 50 verse 20, Joseph would say that in the past you put me in harm's way, but all this is for good.
为了要什么？为了要成就今天现在这个样子。
It is in order to fulfill today of this current situation.
神的旨意，神的计划，有时候我们真的看不懂啊。
And sometimes the plan of God is beyond our understanding.
好，那在这个我们人生这么短暂的生活里面，有时候真的是。 真的看不懂。
And in our short span of life, it is indeed difficult for us to understand.
但是我们要抓住一贯我们信仰的态度就是要敬畏神，远离恶事。
Yet we should maintain one principle of life, that is to fear God and to be away from evil things.
那这样到最后呢，我们按照这样下去走到最后，就可以见到神的旨意。
And if we maintain this principle and go on to the end of our life, we will see the will of God.
为什么?
Why?
神的旨意就是一切问题的答案。
Because the will of God is the answer to all our questions of life.
我们看传道书里面呢，都会讲到这个都是一个 pair 一个相对的事情。
We see that in the book of Ecclesiastes, everything comes in pairs.
生跟死啦。
For example, life and death,
苦跟乐啦,
joy and bitterness,
对啊, 这个欢乐悲伤啦,
and joyful and sorrow,
成功跟失败啦,
success and failure,
好的跟 evil, 就是好跟恶事啦,
good and evil,
在我们生活当中,
and in our life, it is full of all these contrasts.
所以如果我们只是按着自己的想法, 欲望下去做的话，我们通常都是做错的。
If we would do things according to our own will and to our own desires, very often we are wrong.
好，所以我们必须要回到圣经上面去找寻什么？去找寻神的旨意。
And that is why we have to go back to the Bible to find the will of God.
那感谢神的慈爱跟恩典，借着主耶稣的降生呢，让我们都能够再一次跟这位神合在一起。
And we thank God for His mercy and His love through the birth of Jesus Christ, so we can once again reconnect with Him.
好，主耶稣的十字架呢，给我们又再次给我们一个希望。
The crucifixion of Christ brought hope for us.
那打破了什么? 打破了人跟神之间这个罪的问题啊。
And it has broken this barrier between God and humans.
让我们再一次有机会哦, 能够重新认识, 重新可以得到永恒了。
So that once again we can receive eternity.
也所以让我们知道说呢, 这个福音呢, 是一个纯正的真理。
So that we know that our gospel is the truth.
好，在希伯来书一章十二节里面也提到。
In Hebrews chapter 1 verse 12,
让我们看到一件什么事？
What did it tell us?
告诉我们说，在神的眼里面哦，是神让我们看到是一个绝对啊， absolute 哈。
And it tells us that in God it is absolute.
对。 在神没有模糊的哦,
in God, there is no gray area.
在神没有商量的哦,
and with God, there is no compromise.
对, 在神只有绝对,
so in God, there is only absolute.
在神的身上我们可以看到真理,
and in God, we can see the truth.
看见真理追求的话,
if you see the truth and you pursue for the truth, you have hope for eternal life.
哦, 所以保罗呢, 因为耶稣基督拣选之后呢, 他也得到圣灵的启示, 所以他可以认清的这么的透彻。
And Paul, because he was inspired by the Holy Spirit, he was able to see very clearly the words of God.
也就是说呢, 不管他遇到什么样的事情呢, 他都是把这位耶稣摆在他的生活当中啊。
That is, regardless of what circumstances he found himself to be in, he would always put Christ, God, as the center of his life.
他已经把这个神的道理哦, 超过了他眼前可以看得到的所有事情。
So he has put God first before everything that he could see.
有了目标这样他, 保罗在走这条信仰生活路, 信仰的路上的时候呢, 他会觉得, 他自己可以感觉到, 旁边所有的苦难, 喜乐, 灾害, 都不会再影响他了。
So with God, when he has put God as the center of his life and as his ultimate goal, everything, every suffering that he endured is no longer a problem for him.
对, 那这个就是神的旨意。
So that is the will of God.
神的旨意就是答案。
And the will of God is the answer.
今天我们会常常会觉得自己的生活没有什么答案。
And today we felt that we didn't find any answer to our lives.
也就是没有什么目标了。
That is, we don't have a purpose.
好, 都是短暂型的目标。
And every purpose we have is short term.
过了那个 short term 之后就不知道下一个是什么。
So after we have achieved that purpose, we don't know what is the next one.
啊, 或是这个目标过后再拿下一个来。
Or that we have achieved our purpose already, where is the next one?
这是世人过生活的方式。
So this is the way of the people of the world.
这绝对不是我们过生活的方式。
This is not the way that we should be living our lives.
我们既然称为是信主的人,
since we are known as Christians or believers of Christ,
那我们就要活得跟别人不一样。
Then we should live a different lifestyle than the others.
如果我们跟别人活的是一样,
if we have the same lifestyle as the others,
对, 那我们的终点会跟别人都一样,
then our destination would be the same as the others.
好, 所以我们从这个圣经当中这一本, 这个传道书哦, 我们重新稍微检视一下自己的生活方式。
So from the book of Ecclesiastes, we should once again re-examine our lifestyle or the way we live our life.
那我们在这边, 我在这边不是说, 传道书一定要这样读哦, 不是这个意思哦。
I'm not saying that this is the only way you should be reading the book of Ecclesiastes.
对, 因为大家圣灵的感动之后, 读传道书, 都有不一样的体验, 这我们绝对相信的。
Because of everyone being moved by the Holy Spirit differently, that you may have interpreted the book of Ecclesiastes differently.
我们也绝对相信呢, 神用他的道理呢, 去感动, 跟改变每一位弟兄姐妹的生活。
We know that God will use His words to move and to change every one of our lives.
我们重点就是要抓住机会。
The main thing is that we have to seize onto the opportunity presented.
对, 要数算自己的日子。
And we should number our days.
要认清神的旨意。
We should know the will of God.
好, 那这样子我们的生活就有价值了哦。
Only then that our life has a value.
好, 我们一起唱诗。
Let us sing hymn.
362首。
Number 362.